It's been more than 6 months since the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Soon after his killing, major U.S. companies like Ford, J.P. Morgan, and Uber began rethinking their financial ties to the kingdom.
Business leaders rushed to distance themselves from Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government hosts a big business conference in Riyadh in the fall. And within 2 weeks of Khashoggi disappearing and ultimately having been murdered, a lot of prominent business leaders decided to cancel their appearances at the conference. They didn't want to be seen publicly associating themselves with the government in the wake of the grisly killing.
That's New York Times financial reporter Michael de la Merced. But he says now some of those same companies are doing an about-face and returning to business with Saudi Arabia to take advantage of lucrative new opportunities. I asked Michael to take us through this evolution, beginning with what exactly it was about the Khashoggi killing that chased these companies away back in the fall.
Certainly the fact that it was such a brutal killing was a big part of it, but it was also Jamal Khashoggi, who has been well known in Washington. He was a Washington Post columnist. A lot of people in circles of power knew him. And so for him to have been killed by his government, and he was a U.S. resident as well. So for such a prominent person to have been murdered, very likely, in fact, I think intelligence agencies have concluded, you know, it was done by agents of the Saudi government. That really sort of stopped business leaders in their tracks, and they decided that they needed to step back and not be seen sort of associating with this government so soon after the fact.
Now, of course, the New York Times has reported that that is starting to change, that businesses are now engaging once again with Saudi Arabia. Can you give us a sense of which companies or what type of companies we're talking about and what type of business dealings are happening?
Sure. So we're talking about a lot of really recognizable companies: Google, JP Morgan Chase, AMC Theaters, SoftBank, which is a big Japanese technology company. They're all continuing to do business with Saudi Arabia. One of the biggest and most prominent instances of international businesses working with Saudi Arabia was a recent bond sale by a company called Saudi Aramco, which is the country's state-owned oil giant. It's the most profitable company in the world, and it sold $12 billion worth of bonds after having received over $100 billion worth of orders for those bonds.
Michael, what message is being sent here to the Saudi government with these business dealings? Is it essentially saying, you know what, enough time has passed, that things have calmed down, let's get back to business as usual?
That's what seems to be the case. It's been 6 months since Mr. Khashoggi was killed. And basically, the idea that the business community has been presenting is it's fine to do business with Saudi Arabia again. It's fine to be seen publicly doing business with Saudi Arabia again. Hence, the big participation in the Aramco bond sale, the fact that AMC CEO openly told us that he is going forward with plans to open 40 to 50 movie theaters in Saudi Arabia over the next few years.
Was there any indication that or any sort of explanation of the moving back into business dealings after the whole show of not doing business?
The business leaders who have spoken publicly about working with Saudi Arabia have basically said they're not doing it to curry favor with the Saudi government. They're doing it for the Saudi people. The CEO of AMC had said that Saudis haven't had access to movie theaters in decades, and so it was important for them to have that chance. And the CEO of SoftBank said that the killing of Jamal Khashoggi was reprehensible, but the Saudi people needed investment. They needed businesses to lift themselves up, to improve them economically. And so given all that, it was very difficult for, you know, companies to turn down the opportunity to work with Saudi Arabia.
Is there anything that Saudi Arabia could do that would deter investors?
It's really hard to see what that could be. Certainly, the Saudi government has been criticized for so many different things in recent years. Probably the thing that would most deter Western businesses is a sense of a hostile business environment to doing business there. If for some reason companies decided it's just too uncertain. You don't know what the rule of law is. But for the time being, Saudi Arabia is basically run by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And he has made it a point of trying to court these international businesses. And he's trying to do a lot of things to make the country hospitable to this sort of investment. And so as long as that keeps happening, you should expect international companies to continue to want to operate in the country.
And I'm wondering whether or not you've gotten a sense of how investors in these companies might be reacting to this, or is this just something that's not on investors' radar?
Ultimately, it's for a lot of investors, it seems to be that it's a matter of math, and there is a lot of profit to be made from working with Saudi Arabia, and so they are fine with working there. Some businesses have certainly turned down the chance to work with Saudi Arabia. Richard Branson of the Virgin Group has said, no thanks. But for the most part, investors have not said this is a step too far. They just simply accept this as a cost of doing business.
Michael de la Merced is a financial reporter for the New York Times. Michael, thanks for your work.
Thank you for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.